And now, driving the conversation, it's the Jolin Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
So good to have you along on this Transformational Tuesday. I am geared up, but I am going to be making a stop when I leave the studio today to pick up a little more candy, and I hope that there's candy left, because you kind of roll the dice when you wait till Halloween. I'm also going to be continuing on with one of my traditions. I'll be picking up one of those jack-o'-lantern pizzas. Something about having a pizza in the shape of a jack-o'-lantern just makes me smile. Every year during October, you can bet that one of the debates that's going to ignite is how old is too old to trick-or-treat. Now, look, in my book, there is no age limit. People can come to my door, and I am happy to hand out some treats. From where I'm standing, I would rather have these teens going house to house, trick-or-treating, than have them out getting involved in things they shouldn't be involved in. So my vote is a big no when it comes to imposing age restrictions on trick-or-treating. I posted the question on our Facebook page, and I'm going to share some of those responses right now. Stephanie says, I don't think there's such a thing. I'd rather my teen be out trick-or-treating than partying and getting in trouble. Let them enjoy their childhood as long as they want. Amen, Stephanie. You and I are seeing eye to eye on this. Jennifer says, never too old as long as you're wearing a costume. And I agree. If you're going to come knocking at the door hoping for some treats, at least entertain us with a good costume, right? And Heber says 69. I love that, Heber. Sherry says never. I would much rather kids, teens, young adults be out trick-or-treating than getting into trouble. Yes, I could not agree more. Pamela says never. I would rather have teens out trick-or-treating and having old-fashioned fun than destroying things. Great perspective. I love that you brought up old-fashioned fun. I think we need to bring back a little more of that old-fashioned fun. And Haley says, never too old. Sam says, 83. There you go, Sam. And Jeremy says, no age. I love it. We are all in agreement right here that we don't need to be wasting time and energy trying to limit when kids have to stop trick-or-treating. But guess what? There are some cities out there who could take a page out of our book of wisdom, because they have got some ridiculous things on the books, and you won't believe it, but I'm going to get to that right now. Okay, so believe it or not, in some U.S. towns, it is actually illegal for teenagers and, of course, adults to indulge in the sweetest part of Halloween. In one famous example, Chesapeake, Virginia, up until recently, had a 1970s law on the books threatening any teen caught trick-or-treating with up to 6 months in jail. You've got to be kidding me. Who comes up with this stuff? Okay, your big crime, you're out trick-or-treating. You're gonna throw a kid in jail for trick-or-treating? That is so ridiculous. Now, fortunately, the city ended up changing the law after massive backlash. Yeah, I'm not surprised, and I'm sure you're not either, that a lot of people in that town were saying, I don't think so. This is ridiculous. But here's the thing. The statute still says kids over 14 who trick-or-treat are guilty of a misdemeanor. Getting slapped with a misdemeanor for just enjoying your childhood. Seriously, in my book, you have to grow up fast enough. Let's let kids enjoy their childhood. Other towns have some similar laws. So in Jacksonville, Illinois, and Rain, Louisiana, kids who are 13 or older are banned from trick-or-treating. And in Bellevue, Illinois, a law on Halloween solicitation forbids anyone above eighth grade from going trick-or-treating. Many city ordinances also impose some time limits on the sugar hijinks, demanding that kids stop asking for the delicious treats between 7:30, 8, or 9 p.m. For instance, in Taft, Texas, they have a window for the trick-or-treating. Kids can only ask for those sweet treats from 6 to 8:30. There are a lot of things that we need to be concerned about, a lot of big issues, and honestly, I just don't think trying to limit trick-or-treating is one of those issues that should be commanding so much time, energy, and attention. Here's the deal. If you don't agree and you don't want to hand out the sweet treats to older kids, then just turn off your light. Just say no to the trick-or-treating. I mean, everybody gets the option of deciding for themselves. But for the most part, and particularly when you look at the responses that have come in on our Facebook page, people are applying their common sense, and I love that. I love that they're saying, let's get back to some good old-fashioned fun. Because thanks to the internet, social media, kids are feeling pressured to grow up a lot faster. You can look back, look at fashion trends, see that little girls are starting to look like teenagers when they're about 6 years old. And that's the kind of clothing that's getting put out there. That's what's in demand. And they're seeing all of these influencers and teenagers that they look up to. And so instead of playing with Barbies or baby dolls, they are trying to be the next big TikTok sensation. And they're starting to look older. So I think there's a lot of pressure. And that pressure does extend to young men as well. They are not feeling like they can be kids the way they once did. And it comes down to the fact that a lot of adult-sized problems are now being placed on their shoulders because it's difficult for parents to shield them from those kinds of things that are difficult for their brains to process. I mean, think about it. Their brains are not fully developed, and yet all this information is coming at them 24/7, and you better believe that has an impact. So if I could do a backflip right now, I would definitely do a backflip. Wouldn't that be something to see? But I assure you, I will not be attempting that. But the bottom line is, I'm thrilled that so many people feel that we should not be imposing a limit, telling kids, nope, you're 13, you're out of there, you can no longer participate in trick-or-treating with your friends. When we come back, I'll let you know how much Americans are spending on Halloween. And believe me, the price tag is a little scary.